everyone, and welcome to another episode of 1923 Main Street.
Home of everything to do with Disney travel in style. We are your hosts.
I am Mike Bello Braddock.
And I'm Amelia Bello Braddock. And here is what to wear to Walt Disney World this May.
Yes, May is finally here, and it's really a turning point in many ways. The weather in May is pretty good, so what do you pack and what do you wear? But there's another thing about May. We're going to get into weather as well, but there is actually a lot going on in May. So if you are lucky enough to be traveling this month, here are some tips and advice we share with you in case you haven't thought of them.
Yeah, there's a lot more than you might anticipate. I feel like for a lot of people, May is more of a relaxed month. But for me personally, it is definitely the crux of spring fashion. It's when spring is in full swing before you kind of move on to June, where summer starts to take
over.
Well,
it's also your birthday month, Amelia.
Well, I'm a little biased. But
yes. But we are not giving you a trip. Every year she wants to go to Walt Disney World in May, and it's just not one of our regular times. But who knows, maybe one year we can make that happen.
Just want to go away.
With May here now, we can say, although Amelia may disagree, but I like to say summer's on the horizon, and I only say that with respect to the weather. So first, let's look at the forecast for May 2024. It looks to be on the warm side, which isn't unusual, but that's good, right? There's no weird weather patterns, at least, that we see yet.
Well, I think most people aren't heading down to Walt Disney World in hopes of cold weather.
No, so on that note, you can get ready for, on average this month, it's going to be around 88 highs, that's 31 Celsius, and roughly nighttime lows around 72 or 22 Celsius. So that's pretty good.
Which is pretty good. I would say maybe a light jacket, if that. You can probably go pretty skirts, pretty much shorts.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm officially saying you can put away any need for jacket, unless you like to wear
them. Not everyone is you. Jean jackets are cute.
For jackets, pants, yes, unless you like to wear them as part of your style. But you won't need them for utility purposes.
Yeah, I would say maybe a little running jacket at night, and that's about it.
Because you've got to remember, when weather talks about nighttime lows, like in this case, it looks like the month looks pretty solid right now. Of course, weather can change. But 72, that's in the depth of the night, you know, 3 in the morning. So Usually everybody's in bed at Walt Disney World unless you work there.
I just want to remind you about Disney buses.
Yes, but whatever. We take Lyft quite a bit to avoid those buses. But I digress. So it might rain, of course, you know, it's Florida, it's going to rain, but there are no extreme rain events at this time on the horizon.
Right now, no hurricanes are looking to trample over the Florida coast
during
your May trip.
A little early for those, knock on wood. But as always, our regular advice prevails. The day before your trip, check the 7-day weather, however long your trip is, on a local weather station, and then you'll have a much better sense of what we're looking at for the weather patterns.
Yeah, and you know, May, when you think about it a little bit more carefully, actually has a lot of opportunities to base around your style, which you might not see initially. But looking at the forecast for May, there are definitely lots of things Walt Disney World will celebrate and lots of things that you can sort of incorporate into your outfits.
Yes,
as you do.
It's chock full of special events, I would say.
Yeah, starting us off right off the bat this weekend, we have May the 4th and Cinco de Mayo. All wrapped into one.
So give me your style advice for all different types for Star Wars Day and Cinco de Mayo. That's a big weekend.
Yeah. All right. Well, starting off with Star Wars Day and Star Wars Weekend, if you are one of those people who likes to stretch it into Revenge of the Fifth, if that's your cup of tea, there's a couple different ways you can do, you know, Star Wars fashion. Obviously, you can go with the classic tees. You can go with full-on costumes, full-on outfits, or you can just almost Star Wars bound, pick an outfit, pick a character, and sort of go inspired by that.
That's more my style, typically.
Yeah, me too.
Even a Star Wars t-shirt or something, you know, just to get in the spirit, but you don't have to go crazy. Yeah. But you can if you want to. And I know a lot of our Star Wars fans actually do like to really get into this.
Not relevant to style, but heads up, Galaxy's Edge will be busy. So if you want ogas, if you want rides that day, just book in advance, get your park passes. They're probably...
Yeah, if you haven't booked ogas by now, you may be out of luck. But you know what? On that note, absolutely check on site. People do cancel, especially at Oga's and stuff like that. So you may sneak one in as a special bonus for May the 4th.
Yes.
Cinco de Mayo. Little twist on that. There are a couple of inspirations from Disney for Cinco de Mayo, other than heading to the Mexico Pavilion with the hordes to have a margarita or your other drink of choice from Mexico. We have the Three Caballeros, obviously, who star at the Mexico Pavilion, and Coco. So there are some design inspirations you can incorporate as well for Cinco de Mayo, if you wish.
Yeah, lots of Mexican inspiration to take, especially in May with the skirts. It's a very, very fun time. I definitely feel sort of the energy, the new horizons. It's a very exciting time. I love like dressing up.
Yeah, you could have a lot of those colorful sort of Mexican themed skirts. That's a good call.
Yeah, I feel like it goes really well with the time of year, especially with the florals at Epcot in full bloom if you're there, or just in general.
And for guys or people who don't like to wear skirts, t-shirts of that sort of color pattern would also work to celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
The color in general, a very fun time.
And then after that, we move into Mother's Day. Now, yes, how do you style if you are there taking mom for the Grand Floridian Cafe for lunch? How are we going to style for Mother's Day?
I was going to say, personally, I go Sunday brunch for Mother's Day, no matter where I am. Lots of, in general, I think of May as a very like pale pink or pale purple month. So lots of pale colors, some white, some classic, just a little bit of elegance for Mother's Day. Show your mom you care. Show her you love her. Spend a bit of time with her. There's lots of fun activities you can do at Walt Disney World with your loved one. If you're bringing your little girls, there's lots of fun activities for your little girls or boys to have fun with their mom on Mother's Day. Lots of just little fancy Sunday best outfits I like to think of.
And that is on May 12th this year, in case you're wondering. So if you haven't done your Mother's Day, whatever you like to do for mom, you better get on that.
Yes.
And then we have Memorial Day towards the end of the month. I don't know how much you style for this, but I would wear something sort of patriotic, I think I could do for Memorial Day.
Yeah, definitely wear your red, white, and blue. Borderline 4th of July, but just not quite so summery.
Fourth of July light could work for Memorial Day. Yeah, or any red, white, and blue colors. That's a good call.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is when fashion people say you're allowed to start wearing white. So if you want to roll that out, maybe some stars in your hair. Cute, classic, inspired.
And there are lots of other fun days, of course, every month. But there's one in particular that I like to call out in May. Amelia just saw
my note. I have no comment on this.
On May 25th, so that's just before Memorial Day. It's the same weekend, in fact. So you can really get into this. It is National Wine Day for my wine-loving friends out there. May 25th. You got to be at Epcot on that day, and you can sample around the world with wine. Of course, Flower and Garden's still going. Not sure if it's still going. I'm not sure when it ends this year. The dates have gone crazy with festivals, as the food and wine is way late, sort of back to where it used to be, now starting at the end of August, almost September. But anyway, National Wine Day, that is on May 25th, the Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. So,
my personal opinion, as someone too young to drink wine, May feels very white wine-esque, so...
And I would like to say, coming soon at the shop is our food and wine collection. So watch for that. We will have several wine-themed apparel items, Disney-inspired as always. So there is a lot of stuff you can pack for and style for in May if you're someone who likes to do that.
I just think May is a very stylish month. There's lots to do with fashion. It just feels very fashion week-esque, even though I know that it's not fashion week. It just feels that way. In May, I just feel like I want to do a fashion show all the time because the weather's finally becoming bearable.
Yeah,
least here.
I like May because it's hot, but it's not into, and we'll get to this, of course, as we do our monthly future episodes about weather and what to pack. It's not summer, particularly August. You know, it's nice. It's hot. You can get away with tank tops for sure in May, especially this May. But it's not the humidity that you're going to get in the summer yet. So it's really a nice month if you like heat. Pack accordingly. That's why I say ditch your extra layers and pack light, because you're going to need room if you want to style for some of these outfits. And speaking of style, I want to go back to something in footwear in particular we talked about on past episodes. We were talking about, you know, footwear to wear in parks, and I was mentioning in passing how we saw on our recent trip two kids in this week with Crocs, wearing Crocs falling and tripping as a hazard. I'm not a fan of Crocs, you know, unfortunately. That's just my opinion on them. But then a big story surfaced this week about Crocs being banned by Disney across everywhere. The story wasn't true in that they're banned, but the truth of the story is, and this goes back to why I just don't love Crocs, is that they are actually banned on some escalators, one in Disney Springs and somewhere else in Disney property, because they keep getting caught. They've had enough injuries from Crocs getting caught in the mechanisms that they just are saying, you can't wear those here, my friends. Yeah.
So if you have little kids who do not like to walk down large staircases, just be on the lookout for that. Their Crocs will not be allowed on the escalators.
Yeah, I would particularly, just from what I've witnessed firsthand, Crocs and kids at Disney World do not work together. That's just my opinion. And that is based on seeing unfortunate, not fun accidents with kids just falling and really hurting themselves.
But were the Crocs in sports mode?
I don't know. They were walking too. Like, well, one might have been running. But anyway.
Aww.
So there you have it. Any other tips, comments, and advice for May, our style episode?
Just do your best with your own style. I just love May. I love doing whatever I feel like. It's a very much open time stylistically. There's lots to do. So just feel your own style. Figure out your summer style. Test things out. Have fun. I love May.
We're not going in May, but if we were, which of the things we've talked about would you want to style for most?
Probably Mother's Day.
Really? Oh, wow. Interesting.
I love a good Sunday brunch look.
Yeah. It's also pretty close to your birthday, too. So,
well,
there you go. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. If you're heading to Walt Disney World or Disneyland for that matter in May, have a great time as always. Follow along on social media at 1923 Main Street. We'll see you again next week and have a magical day.
Bye-bye.